We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear OAR, means it's time to go to Howard County's own, our boy, Mr. Barstool Nate. What up, Nate, dog? How you doing?
Howard County's own. Let's go. I'm good. How are you?
I had an old lady give me the finger this morning.
Well, you probably deserved it.
I didn't. I was getting out of the way of a fire truck.
Yep, I think so. Tried to cut the old lady out. No.
Cut the old lady
out. Hold on. The old lady was in the back seat, though, Nate.
She wasn't even driving
or in the passenger seat.
Well, just JP could never be wrong. Just the old, I'm sure the 90-year-old lady was wrong, not JP.
How are you, buddy? Are you you kind of getting into football zone, football brain?
Yeah, finally, man. July stinks. Let's get rid of July. Let's all go into comas during July and come back for August. I'm ready for football. The chill in the air, the excitement of the fall season starting, pumpkin spice everywhere, Jaden Daniels throwing for 4,000 yards. I'm very, very fired up.
Yo, it kind of has helped feel more footballish with this little cold front on the Eastern Seaboard. Maybe cold front's not right, but like it hasn't been crazy hot for the last 5 days or so. After it was crazy hot for seemingly a month.
Yeah, and now we just get, the big news is that the Bengals are actually going to play some starters during preseason game one, which I guess is exciting enough. I mean, I'll take any football news and call it exciting. So, yeah, I'm just ready. I'm just ready for it to go and stay healthy. I'm just ready for football to start and for everybody to stay healthy.
Dude, I just looked this up, B. The practice tomorrow, weather in Massachusetts, high of 78, low of 59. That's great weather, man.
Wait. Low of 59.
And then Friday.
Well, I got to go change the stuff I packed in my bag.
Friday is high of 82, low of 59. But that low is probably at 2 in the morning or whatever. I bet Wednesday morning practice, I bet it's like a perfect 70 degrees, man. I'm here for that. Nate Dogg, we're going to get to a Terry McLaurin conversation, but I want to start with what's happening on the field. I know you will be locked into all the reports coming out of Foxborough tomorrow. What are you kind of most excited for, to like what young players or what players do you want to see and hear have a really strong performance at Foxborough?
Well, given the situation, I think we need Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane to continue to impress. I think we've seen way more hype for Jalen Lane than we have for Luke McCaffrey. Not to say that Luke hasn't, we've seen plenty of people saying that Luke's looked good. Jalen Lane seems like he might be the superstar in the making, or at least someone dependable in the making, which is, you know, what we kind of need right now, a guy who can go out there rookie season, maybe catch 50 to 60 balls. I'm not putting that pressure on Jalen Lane. I'm not trying to say everybody should expect that from him, but every clip I see on Twitter and every quote I see about him kind of says that he's a dude. And I know it's August 5th, and every single preseason, there's always a dude, and then that guy ends up, you know, not becoming the guy. But I like the cut of Jalen Lane's jib so far. I think that he has impressed everybody. And with the Terry situation up in the air, we need a wide receiver to step up. And I don't think it's going to be KJ Osborne. So I'm hoping it's Jalen Lane.
What about on the defensive side of the ball? We're not sure if we see Steph Diggs. I kind of think we will. I'm excited to see some of these young corners maybe get some reps against an accomplished player like Diggs. Is there anything you're kind of focused on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not gone under the radar in a bad way. But, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, a lot depends on his health and how good he is. You don't give up a ton of assets for a guy who you think is the number one corner to have him come in and kind of lay an egg. And last year, I don't think we ever saw him at 100%. I think maybe the best we saw him was at 70 to 75%. Marshawn Lattimore, a lot depends on his health and how good he can stop opposing teams' number one wide receivers. And I would like to see him at full speed against someone like Diggs, or just, you know, against any allotment of wide receivers in pads, full speed, not knowing the plays. You know, Drake May, I think, is actually a pretty good quarterback to test him. So I think, Lattimore is a veteran. He's a guy who, you know, he has Mikey around him. He has Trey Endless around him. There are other guys, but I need him to be the guy. I need him to be our best corner. I need him to shut down wide receivers. We can't have, you know, 70% Marshawn Lattimore again. We need 100% Marshawn.
Yeah, I mean, he's looked it. I mean, he looked much better this year, moving a lot quicker, doing a lot of coverage. Yeah. But for me, I believe that the secondary has taken a major jump. If you think about it, Jay, I think, two of the defensive backs, cornerbacks that are here now, were here last year in training camp. The rest of the guys weren't.
Who's Noah I
and Mikey. Well, only two.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Nate Dogg, think about
it. They overhauled that big time.
Well, they had to. Last year, week one, your top three corners were Forbes, Mike Davis, and Benjamin St. Juice. I think you're right about Lattimore. I think, having watched him plenty over the last couple of weeks, and
can you say those three again just for the people at home? So when people say, oh, this team might take a step back, there's no chance the secondary could possibly take a step back unless a meteor hits their film room. That is the worst three I have ever heard. Can you list those three again?
Yeah, it was Mike Davis, Emmanuel Forbes, and Benjamin St. Juice.
Holy moly. The fact that we made the NFC Championship game, never mind didn't have the number one pick in the entire draft with that secondary, is crazy. What a bad room that was. Go on, I'm sorry.
Well, you got me thinking. I think Mike Davis is unsigned right now. See if you can double-check that for me, White Brian. And Benjamin St. Juice, where did he land? I know he got signed. He signed with the Chargers.
He's in the Chargers.
Forbes is on the Rams, I think. Listen, man, I don't need to knock those guys. They're all nice guys. It wasn't good enough to be your top three last year. We saw that.
They did it for you, Jay. You're not knocking them.
Right.
I got you, JP.
Lattimore, though, I have made a point on multiple occasions to just watch him run. And, you know, coverage, and does he maybe get too physical at times? Like, we'll see how that all goes. But just watching him run, he looks all the way back. He looks like he's running full and doing fine. And
he's getting in and out of breaks like hell, bro.
Yeah, man. If he's ready to go, we had Fred Smoot join the program yesterday. If you missed that interview, check it out on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. But Smoot said something that was really interesting, and our video team did a good job of making a video out of it. Smoot said it's time for the fan base to chill on the Lattimore hate and start to expect a full, healthy season from this dude and recognize how different that can be. Does that sound right to you?
100%. I think last year he battled and gave it his all, and a lot of people were upset with his performance on the field. And I think I came on this show a couple times. I was like, we just need to hit the brakes. A 70% Lattimore is the best option we have out there. And I think it was clear that he was not 100%. And for some reason, he was forced to go single coverage against number ones. And it didn't necessarily turn out great for him. But the alternative was, you know, trotting me out there. And I said, Coach, Lattimore is better. And Coach said, all right. So I think a full off season of getting healthy, everybody, you know, Bemis just said he looks great running. Let's blank page, you know, blank slate, start over with him. We gave up a lot of assets for him. You know, I think a cool thing is Adam Peters went out and made moves for, like, these veterans. Everybody's complaining about the age of this team. But Laremy Tunsil, like, what are you complaining about? We finally have, like, this stud left tackle that we've needed forever. We have a stud corner that we've needed forever. Bobby Wagner's back. Frankie Louvu's back. Von Miller, you know, in spots, he can make a play, get a sack. I love the veteran presence across the board on this team. I don't care about the average age because these guys are proven winning all pro just studs that we've needed for so long.
I got a question for Coach B. Mitch.
Yep.
Nate's on your roster. You got to play everybody. Where's Nate playing for you?
Guard and tackle.
He's got to play.
He's going to guard the water and tackle anybody get close to it.
Maybe wide out?
Nate, I'm going to see. Yeah, he's going to play slot. Little short, correct. Shifty guy.
That's correct. I have great hands. I have phenomenal hands for catching a football.
We're playing with Nerf balls that day.
Got to protect that foot, no though, speed. Nate, dog. You can't step on it wrong.
I know. I have bad ankle, bad foot, no speed, not a lot of athleticism. I'm a little fat, but I can catch a football. If I go out there and make one play, it would be like a 5-yard like button hook, and I would catch the ball and get destroyed in the process, but I would catch it.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Nate at Barstool Nate. Check out all his work at barstoolsports.com. Nate, I'm going to ask you about two players. Going into this season, how excited are you for another year of watching Jaden Daniels play football?
Yeah, it's a blessing, right? Like, what we saw last year was so one of a kind for a rookie quarterback, and now we just get to see him in year two, and hopefully Terry's back. Terry made his life a lot easier with the contested catches and just, you know, the way he can twist his body to get a read on the football and come down with it in bounds is second to none. But, you know, I know we have to talk about Terry, but Terry aside, it's just Jaden, we know, is so special. And I think I kind of compared it last year to, you know, at the top of the hype. Is this how Patriots fans felt for 15 years watching Tom Brady? Like, you just know every single week you're going to see something special out of the guy, and that's how it felt. And I don't think that's I know it's early. We've seen 1 year, not five, not 10, but it just felt so different mm-hmm. than every quarterback we've ever watched and kind of every player we've ever watched. Like, the aura that he has, we knew if he got the ball back at the end of the fourth quarter, he was going to go down the field and give us a chance to win, and we won those games more often than not. Jaden is just different. He's special, and we're just – I mean, I'll say it till I'm dead. We're just lucky that he's – on our team, and that the Bears didn't even think to call him in for an interview. They said, no, we want Caleb, a guy who can't hit a net from 5 yards away. That's our guy. And Jaden just sat there, and we plucked him out of the draft, and now he is the savior of this franchise. We could not be luckier.
I think the thing about him is, like, in his second year, like, we ask the question all the time, who's impressing you at camp? And people are saying him. You know, yeah. As good as he played last year, he's still the guy impressing you. Even the coaches feel that way.
Yeah, and that's just with his arm, right? Like, we know that when it's 3rd and 9 and he doesn't have, a guy open, we're just going to watch him run for another 1,000 yards. And we don't even talk about that because his arm talent is so good and just his accuracy is second to none. And then he just does this stuff with his legs and we're like, oh, yeah, he can do that too. He's just he is – if you had to start a team right now, I mean, it's Josh Allen, it's Burrow, and it's Daniels. It's just – and Lamar, I guess. But it's just crazy how good Jaden is. It's just it truly, when you just stop, watch the highlights on YouTube like I do every other day and think about it, it's like, holy, how did we get this guy? How lucky are we?
I might hesitate in leaving Mahomes off that list.
Oh, I forgot about Mahomes. Yeah, man, he's old. But, no, I agree.
talking with our friend
– crazy as hell.
Yeah, correct. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the best HVAC products in the DMV. Give Nate Dogg a follow at Barstool Nate. Let's talk a little Terry. You've been pretty outspoken about where this thing is landing. We had David Aldridge on yesterday from The Athletic. If you missed any of that interview, it's available on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app, wherever you get us. Wherever you get content, we're there, man. DA basically said, you know, now is roughly the time you got to get Terry in because ideally he plays against the Bengals or you at least get him full work in that Ravens joint practice, which is about, I don't know, 14 days away, something like that.
Yep.
Maybe 15. Do you feel like there's some momentum building with the Terry situation?
Let me say this. Buddy Baker, it's on site. This guy, Buddy Baker, that's his real name of Terry's agent. For those who weren't sure who Buddy Baker is, that is a real name, not a made-for-TV movie fake agent name. That is his real name. And Buddy Baker's client list of NFL players are a bunch of people that he can't even get a tryout. He can't even get onto a practice squad.
Can I?
And then Terry McLaurin.
Can I briefly interject?
No.
Yes. So I know Buddy. I mean, one of his clients was here last year and played great in Jeremy Chinn. Chinn got good money to go to the Raiders. I understand folks are frustrated with the agent here. Buddy is a real NFL agent. Now, I think focusing on AAV instead of guarantees is a mistake. But, like, we don't need to drag the guy too much.
Buddy Baker is a quack of an agent. He thought that he could, you know, walk into Adam Peters' office and big time him. And Adam Peters laughed him out of the building and said, come back when you're serious, you fake agent. And now Terry's sitting on the sidelines instead of playing because Buddy Baker thought this was going to be his big break in the industry and people would finally take him seriously and nobody takes him seriously. Terry is getting bad advice from his fake agent, and I can't stand to sit here and watch it go on any longer. Terry needs a real agent who understands the NFL game and NFL front offices, and he does not have that right now. If Terry's agent was anybody else, he would be on the field right now, but he has this sham of an agent who is just trying to destroy his career because Buddy Baker cares about Buddy Baker more than he cares about Terry McLaurin. That being said, I do think that the tides are turning a little bit because Buddy Baker will have to tuck his tail and say, hey, I actually didn't know what I was doing. My apologies, Adam Peters. And I think a deal will get done. I think it'll be somewhere in the realm of 3 years, 100 mil with like 60 mil guaranteed. And I think, I mean, I would say with 90% certainty, Terry, number 17, will play week 1 for our Washington Commanders. It just shouldn't have gotten to this point to begin with. I think it's embarrassing for Buddy Baker. And I trust Adam Peters is going to get the deal done, though.
I think you're doing what you do, and I appreciate what you do. I don't think you're correct.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you're going extremely hard about something kind of as a joke. Like, Buddy's a real agent. I also think, dude, there is some legitimacy that the Commanders probably came in a little below what people expected for the first conversation here. And you do like to think everything moves forward now. Right between AP and Buddy, and that's clearly where the lack of communication is. Brandon Sossen is the one that actually negotiates the deal, so I'm sure he has an opinion too. There's a lot of NFL agents. I don't think he's strictly the problem. I do think you need to change the focus to guaranteed money, not AAV. AAV can be completely misguided.
Hopefully Buddy Baker is reading Twitter and he's taking notes because that's probably the extent of his education in this field is reading Twitter because he's a fake agent. But yeah, I do think they get it done with more guaranteed money. I agree with you.
When do you want Terry back besides like yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as possible would be great. When the entire team is on the field taking first team reps and Terry's not, I mean, I guess it helps elevate other guys. You know, it's great that Jalen is getting more reps, Luke McCaffrey's getting more reps, stuff like that. But you want your number one wide receiver, who's about to get paid $100 million, on the field with your second-year quarterback, who, I mean, Jaden is as good as it gets, but he's still just a second-year quarterback, and there's still a full season of tape on him that defensive coordinators have been watching nonstop. How do we stop this guy? So Yeah, yesterday would be a great day for Terry to get on the field, but yeah, I don't think he goes out week one and has one catch for 7 yards because of this. I don't, you know, he looks as in shape as he's ever looked. I'm not worried about that. But it's the NFL. Reps matter. You know, practice matters. It's very, very important that the sooner he is out there, the better for everybody.
Buddy also represents Reed Blankenship from the Eagles. I don't think we need to. It is kind of interesting, though. So of the three major holdouts, B, you got Hendrickson, McLaurin, and Micah.
Mm-hmm.
McLaurin is probably the most high-profile agent of Exclusive Sports Group. Hendrickson is the most high-profile agent of, I believe they're the National Sports Agency. A guy, Harold Lewis, runs that.
That used to be my guy.
Really?
Harold Lewis used to be my agent.
Wow. So he's running Hendrickson's thing.
Yep.
It's kind of interesting, huh?
Yep.
And then
that was the guy, the story I told you the other day?
Yeah.
Harold was agent.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But Micah Parsons is with David Mulligetta, who's one of the most powerful people in football. I don't think, like, holdouts happen regardless of agencies and representatives. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to point out.
I can't wait for the Christmas card with you and Buddy Baker smiling together on vacation.
That's not the case. Dude, I think they are misplaying it. I've been pretty damn clear about this. I don't think the focus should be on AAV. It should be on guarantees.
But, okay, how do you know that? But not Mr. Sports Agent Buddy Baker. Why is Buddy Baker? Buddy Baker walked into Adam Peters' office and said, "We want $40 million a year." Adam Peters looked at him and said, "Get out of my office and come back when you're serious." And Buddy Baker thought that he was just going to, like, big time the Washington Commanders franchise organization front office, and he's not, because nobody respects him. Come back with a real offer when you're serious, Buddy Baker, and that's what he has to do now. He's an absolute clown of an agent.
Thank you, Nate Dogg. We got a break.
Looking forward to the Christmas card.
You don't get one this year.
you won't be getting one this year. I know who you're not getting one from.
My beautiful daughter's smiling. You don't get one, Nate. Goodbye.
See ya.
All right. That's our sort of friend, Barstool Nate. When we come back, what is the latest on the Terry McLaurin contract situation? We got it for you. Nobody go anywhere.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You think Lanville played this for Terry? Slight Terry vibes here, Lanville. Is Terry in position to be your favorite player since Santana? I mean, just a guy that does it right. I mean, there's a lot of kind of parallels with Santana's career. Although now, Terry's got the best quarterback he's ever played with, the best quarterback that Tana would have played with. Diana Rossini had a new podcast this morning. You can check her out at Scoop City. She's also going to join the program in about an hour. Rossini, I think, had some interesting information. I do think we're getting towards slight crunch time. I mean, there, like, now we're in the zone of what you'd like to happen for both parties. And we've said this is contract negotiations. This is what happens. They got plenty of time. But now you're getting into, okay, we still got time, but it'd be great to get this done. Now, you can go all the way to Labor Day weekend. Not ideal, but you can. But we're getting into the zone here, right? Diana Rossini and her co-host Chase Daniels talking about the latest in the Terry McLaurin situation.
From what I can gather, nothing has changed significantly yet. Okay, so I know there's some talk out there that McLaurin is looking for that identical contract of DK Metcalf.
That's what I heard.
I heard there's parts of that contract that he's looking for, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's the exact APY, right? Gotcha. Because the thing that's holding Washington back from jumping in, despite the fact that they love Terry. I mean, Dan Quinn has been phenomenal in speaking about his player of like, I think they're at a point right now where Washington's saying, for us, you're turning 30 years old on September 15th, right? That's in just a few months here, to give you a contract that is relative to the receivers that we're seeing get paid who are younger just doesn't make sense.
It's a tricky situation, man.
It's tricky. I think just as much as you don't want, I know the player don't want people to compare them, like the age aspect, but immediately the team, you know, they use the age, but then they start comparing everything. I don't think the guys play good because of the age. I think they play good because they got talent. You know what I mean? Just because a guy younger don't mean he's better. And just because he's older don't mean he's worse. You got to look at the player sometimes. Everybody has to look at the actual player, how he performed, what has he done consistently. You know, Chase, Jefferson, we named those guys earlier. You know, we talked about this for the last 2 weeks. Yes, I understand why they get what they get. But just because the other guys are younger, if they were so much better, why are they not getting what Chase and Jefferson getting? See what I'm saying? Why are they getting on the lower side than what those guys got? Because they are not those players. And turning 30, yeah, I understand. But a guy could be turning 25, 26, and still not have much left after that. But the people that seem to play beyond, when they first start looking at right around 26, 27, and what he's done since then, he started ascending. And now he has a quarterback who is unbelievable. And who he gives himself to help the quarterback out, he could probably ascend for another 2 or 3 years and probably work. But I believe, like you stated for the longest, looking for the certain average, it makes no sense. Get that guarantee. Get it in your account and start working at it. Then go.
Agreed, man. If it's a who's going to budge sooner, you wonder if there's a side or if they're really going to dig in. I find it hard to believe Terry will miss regular season games. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess. You never know, though. You never know. Things could get so serious.
I want to let people weigh in here. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Commanders are flying out probably this afternoon, right? Mm-hmm. If I had to guess, they're on a flight around right when our show gets off. They wouldn't leave before our show's over. Maybe 2 o'clock, 2:30. Commanders have a joint practice tomorrow against the Patriots. That is legitimate good work to get you ready for football. Face off against another team in practice. The reps are controlled. The coaches can protect players they want to. Unlike games, that is uncontrollable. Even when it's third stringers, that is uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. That is football being played in the wild. But practice, you can control it, try to get the work you want, right?
Yep.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that tomorrow isn't important. Now, tomorrow's not as important as week two against the Packers.
Right, but no stretch.
Tomorrow is a step, right? Like, these are steps towards a goal. And Terry's not going to be there. Actually, do you know, would he travel? Do Pup players travel?
I don't think they will.
I think it almost makes it a little easier that Cosme is also on Pup, so they have like a real situation where it's like, oh, yeah, we didn't travel or hurt guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to let folks weigh in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're now in August. This is the first week of the preseason. How are we feeling about the Terry situation? You feel better than you did a week ago? Worse? You think it's going to get done? We'll all weigh in, kind of check on Jeff, who's been very freaked out. Nobody go anywhere. Phone lines are open. Diana Rossini joins us at 12:30. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. Phone lines are lit up. We're checking in with the people. A little Terry McLaurin vibe check, all right? You feel better? Listen, this is starting to, it's not crunch time, but you would like to have Terry on the field soon. Let's start with Wayne and Bowie. Wayne, how you feeling about the Terry situation, bud?
All right, B-Mix, take it to the house.
Take it to the house, man.
Hey, look, first of all, people piss me off when they talk about, well, Terry ain't Justin Jefferson. He's not this person. Let me tell you how valuable he is to this fan base and to this team. First of all, Justin Jefferson never had Sam Howell. How many times Sam Howell got sacked last year? If you're laying on your butt, you're not throwing any passes to anybody. Has Justin Jefferson had Carson Wentz? Has he had Taylor Heineke? See, what people don't realize...
He did have Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's not Carson Wentz.
Damn.
Nobody's Carson Wentz, okay? But my point is, you got to compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges. How valuable is Terry to this franchise? I've seen this guy in his career make more contested catches than anybody. We had a guy on our team years ago, his name was Brian Mitchell. They said he was too slow. What did Brian do? He played for the Giants. He played for Philly. I seen him take it to the house up in Philly. So don't tell me he turning 30. It's like he said, he's not walking with a cane or a walker. Come on, and like B. Mitch said earlier, when you get older, you get better because you've been in the trenches. And you can teach the young guys a lot. I'm out of here, B-Mitch. Take it to the house.
All right, brother.
See you, buddy. Take it to the house. Let's go to Umair in Alexandria. What's up, Umair? Take it to the house.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So my panic meter, it's still, like, I would say somewhere, like, you know, like in that 65 to 70 range. I'm not in full panic mode just yet about Terry. But the thing that I've been thinking about is, you know, we do got some young receivers in this team. Luke McCaffrey, you drafted a guy named Jalen Lane, who kind of has a very similar backstory to Terry, you know, special team specialist, got speed, all that, right? So the thing that I've been thinking about, how much does, like, the – like, if Luke McCaffrey – like, are they looking to see if, like, Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane, these guys are going to take a step up so they can – continue to stay at the dollar amount that they're probably at, or if they go into like these joint practices and then these first two preseason games and they're looking at it like, okay, yeah, we may be in trouble. Like, we don't have anybody outside of Debo who's up for a contract next year, right? Like, are these guys going to make an impact for us so that we can make a stay where we're at? Or, hey, do we got to maybe up the dollar amount for Terry, because the guys that we have here, they're not going to be able to fill his shoes.
Well, I think they already know that. I think they already know that the guys ain't going to fill his shoes. But I think the ultimate thing is, I think it's as simple as right now they could be just getting more time with these guys. If Terry's not there, those guys get way more reps than they would if he was here.
Kingsbury said that yesterday. He's like, look, man, we want Terry here, but there is a silver lining.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are getting opportunities they wouldn't otherwise. And I almost wonder, Jalen Lane has been super impressive. Maybe his chance of getting more work is a part of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ja'Cory Brooks is another example. There are guys further down the roster that are getting more opportunities.
Yeah.
All that said, more opportunities for guys down the roster is terrific. Terry McLaurin playing is better. So, eventually you need him. 800-636-1067. Our boy Los in Severna Park is on the line. What's up, Los?
What up, Los?
German, excuse me, just woke up. Listen, things happen for a reason. The universe just, you know, happened to play out. Last week I called in on Bleep You, and I bleeped the military aspect of the Commanders because I was mistakenly giving a ticket for the training camp. Well, I was blessed with VIP training camp tickets for the military Sunday, and because of that, I'm going to bring this big, big, big check that says Terry McLaurin, and I'm going to give him a marker I'm going to see what number he wants on it because I know he's going to be there. So all I'm saying is that if we put all our monies together, B. Mitch, I know you probably got maybe like, you know, a couple $100,000, you know.
Sitting around.
B. Mitch.
Balls out, I'm not involved.
Balls out of his socks.
I don't pay him. No. I got daughters.
But yeah, but look, here's where I think of it. It's hurting. It really is. But I know dang well. Do you know how many jersey sales people are going to the jerseys are going to increase for Terry McLaurin? This internet is going to break when this contract situation happens. He's the most beloved player, and I think way more beloved right now than Jaden Daniels. I know we all love Jaden Daniels, but I think Terry McLaurin is still the face of the franchise, has been the face of the franchise. It's going to happen sooner or later. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, all brother. Right, dude, actually, I want to read this. I got some texts from my neighbor Joe the other day, and I hadn't thought about this perspective, and I'm not sure everybody will share it, but it was interesting, man. So he texted me, "I'm so mad about the Terry situation. This should be my preseason of complete joy. They just promised the city millions for all kinds of random stuff, which I think is good for the city. So it just hurts more than that they are penny-pinching on the best person and one of the best players on the team." He continued, "I feel for us. He's the one player they should be giving grace to. Character does matter and history does matter, especially to us, the paying fans. So I feel they are disrespecting not just Terry, but also us." I do think there's a good portion of the fan base that this feels personal about.
But I think they shouldn't be personal because, let's just be real, it is negotiations. If we're going to give Terry the credence and the okay to go out there and fight hard, his agent to fight hard, the team is negotiating too. You got to get in the same luxury. No team is just going to give you a damn blank check. I know people think that all the time, but it's not happening. This is negotiations. It gets ugly sometimes. And some of the ones where you got the most to lose, it get uglier. It's let it happen.
I believe Ja'Marr Chase is the best receiver in football. Do you?
Yeah.
That negotiation got super ugly.
Yes.
And then Ja'Marr Chase went out last year and almost had 2,000 yards and led the NFL in almost every meaningful category. Like, Lamar Jackson has won two, maybe three MVPs.
Yeah.
His negotiation got super ugly. Sometimes this is what happens, and I don't think anybody is trying to make the fans mad. I don't think anybody is trying to disrespect Terry McLaurin.
That's what people got to let they got to stop getting so personal with it and understand that's what it is. Hell, this has happened with other teams forever. We now have players that you want to really keep around. Before, you were happy that they were gone.
I mean, outside of the end of the Trent Williams saga, which went sideways, I think, for really weird, unique reasons, this didn't happen with star players in Washington because Dan would just pay them because he liked them. He liked being able to text them. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to, for me, we're going to get to a point where I'll stop saying this, but you do have to let the football people run the football, and I think you should have, as a general rule, if Adam Peters is holding off on guaranteeing a bunch of money for a proven but player that's about to turn 30 and their thresholds tell you something different, I'm not mad at the process there. I do think Terry deserves a different situation. I also think, dude, it was only 6 months ago he destroyed good teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not expecting.
And that's what people are, and I can understand people's personal feeling based off of what they last saw him do. He elevated his game in the playoffs. You know what I mean? He didn't just do this early in the season. He elevated his game in the playoffs when it counted.
Phone lines are packed. We're taking your calls. Nobody go anywhere. If you're on hold, stay there. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.